Tell your friends about Radio Today, the station for great entertainment.
Hello to you again at home. I hope that you are settled and ready to open your ears and open your eyes to the beauty of spring. Wherever you are in this glorious land, we celebrate God's goodness and promise for the seasons to come. And on a seasonal note, I'm going to do something very different in the next two sessions in this month. And that is have a chat with a newfound friend, a friend of the soul. And he is the Reverend Simon Reed, and he's from West Ealing, isn't it, Simon? And he is an Anglican minister with a huge interest in Celtic spirituality. Now, why should I ever mention that in the heat and dryness of South Africa and to an inland place like Gauteng? Well, it's because I'm going to invite you to go back to your roots and to speak in this session about your deepest yearning for friendship and the shared friendship that we can have with each other in the presence of God. And after that beautiful song that we listened to, let's listen to the words of Cademan, one of the very first people who epitomized Celtic spirituality. Now let me praise the keeper of heaven's kingdom, the might of the Creator and his thought, the work of the Father of glory, how each of wonders, the eternal God established in the beginning. He first created for the first sons of men, heaven as a roof, the holy Creator, then middle earth, the keeper of mankind, the eternal Lord, afterwards made the earth for men, the almighty God. Simon, it's wonderful to have you here.
Thank you.
You've been here only for a few short days, and the parish of St. Luke in Orchards has used you to its full. How are you finding your time here in this part of heaven?
Absolutely fascinating. It's the first time I've been in South Africa. I'm learning stuff every minute of every day, trying to get my head around this amazing country and everything that's going on here. So I'm really glad to be here.
And Simon, this is now not going to be an interview, because I want to leap straight into how you perceive your and how you have taught to us your model of soul friendship. What does it mean?
What I've been talking about is something that I've learned for myself, and something that I've really hugely benefited from. As you'll have heard, I'm a church minister. And you'd think as a church minister that God would be at the center of everything you do. But actually, as a church minister, when you're working with stuff all the time, it can very easily just become almost like another job. So one of the things that I wanted to do was to make sure that my faith stayed alive and it didn't become just a job. And so a number of years ago, I got very interested in this thing called Celtic spirituality, which is all about how Christianity first got established in the British Isles, really vibrant, exciting time about 1400 years ago. And I joined this Christian community called the Community of Aidan and Hilda, which has a group in South Africa, as it happens. We're all over the place. And I learned a lot of things about how to live the Christian life. And one of the things that I learned was this thing called soul friendship, and something that the Irish Christians were passionately committed to was this idea that no one should ever walk alone as a Christian, that we all needed somebody to share our journey with God, somebody who would be there to listen to us, somebody who would be there to encourage us, maybe to offer us guidance if they were able to, and certainly to pray for us. And that was the and is the practice of our community. I had somebody as my soul friend, and I still have a soul friend today, and it's been hugely beneficial to me. But what I've been doing is starting to share that in my church and to offer that kind of one-to-one support to people in my congregation. And I've seen how massively it's helped them in their lives and in their walk with God. So that's what I'm here sharing in South Africa about what we do and how we do it.
Mm. It's got a lovely sound, a soul friend. It sounds like a gentle process, and a process over how often would you meet?
It certainly is a gentle process. And what we try to do is we try to meet maybe every 2 or 3 months, and you would probably spend about an hour or so with somebody. But it's not like mentoring or something like that that you would have in the workplace, which is very goal and results orientated. It's very much about listening. So probably the first thing that I'd say to somebody would be, hi, what do you want to talk about today?
Yes.
And we just take it from there. But the whole idea is for them to have a space to explore a bit of what's going on in their lives, and really for us just to try and say, okay, where's God in all of this? What's God doing in all of this? Mm. So yes, you're right, it's a very gentle process.
And of course that binding matrix of being in God and in a God space when you talk is what's missing in the business context, isn't it? It's what people most yearn for. I yearn for it as well. So how would I have said about finding such a person? Does the person have to be trained?
Not necessarily, although if you are a Christian, you may find that really what's going to be most helpful to you is if you can find somebody who perhaps has gone a bit further down the Christian road than you have, and maybe has a little more wisdom. So what I would say to people is think about what kind of person would I be most at ease talking to. So would I want to talk to somebody who's a Christian minister or somebody who's not a Christian minister? Would I want to talk to a man or a woman? Who am I most at ease with, older or younger? Do they need to be somebody who's had any formal training of any kind? And then when you've thought about that and maybe thought about some of the things that you might really value talking about with somebody, then one thing that you might do would be to say, okay, who do I already know who might be like that? And then maybe as you think about it, you might go to them and say, I know this sounds a little strange, but I'd love to be able to have the opportunity just to chat with you every now and again about a bit of stuff that's going on in my life. Would you be willing to do that? You might be amazingly surprised by how welcoming they are to that.
Yes, because there's no doubt about it. We are sometimes faced with things on the spiritual journey. It's as if God peels off and shows us things that we really want to talk about, and in a very safe context.
That's right. Sometimes this can be very, very deep, sensitive, personal stuff, but it doesn't have to be. You were referring a moment ago to things like, you know, the work context and things like that. And I think about some of the conversations that I have with people in my church. I've had a long conversation for a long time with somebody who's wrestling with issues to do with changing jobs and what their career is going to be like, and really what's important to them in all of that, because it's not just about money and status and that sort of thing. They're really trying to work out how they can have a job that contributes and fulfills them. And those are very, very important things just to reflect about with somebody else.
Yes, and our deepest yearning to be who God really wants us to be seems to be so thwarted, doesn't it, by what happens. I mean, it can be a tragedy, a retrenchment, and a forced retirement, ill health or something. And so the whole thing has to be evaluated, and it gives a fresh perspective, doesn't it, to talk to a person outside the norm.
Yes, I think that's exactly what it is, and that's exactly what it's about. We just all need somebody to bounce stuff off. Something that I say very often is that Christianity is irreducibly something that we do together. None of us are ever meant to walk alone. And sometimes the way that we do church, we just need something a bit more personal inside all of the structures.
So Simon, my beloved friend, we haven't worked into a soulmate relationship, is Ndaba, who is sitting at the controls here. So he, as a young man now, would, for instance, catch on to this idea and would seek a wiser friend, really, because it is a friendship. But then what comes, does it have to be a person within your own community? Can it be somebody very different? And most of all, does it have to be from the same kind of background as yourself?
No, not necessarily at all. And sometimes people find it really helpful actually to talk to somebody who's right outside their immediate space. My own soul friend lives 350 miles away from me. So it's always quite interesting finding time and space to meet up. But that difference of perspective can be very, very helpful.
Yes.
So, yeah, it can work perfectly well that way.
And let's think about somebody who goes and lives somewhere else. Could it work on Skype?
Absolutely, and often does.
Yeah.
And even old-fashioned things like telephones.
Yes. Well, this morning, for the first time, I must tell you that I took a spiritual direction session on Skype. And to my great wonder, it was just about as good as having the person with me. So Ndaba, dear friend, now you and your colleagues know what to do when you feel those moments of emptiness where you long to talk in a safe space and to talk your heart out. So how much talking is done by the person you're seeing?
As much as possible. The whole idea is that the space is there for them.
Yes.
So if I'm being a soul friend to somebody, the first thing I've got to do before we even start is make sure that I button my lip and I don't come in with an agenda. I come in prepared simply to listen to them and help them to use that time. And obviously, I will bring my own experience and my own personality, and there may be things that I will be able to say that will be helpful to them. But really what I'm trying to do is to help them to explore and think through what's going on in their life. And it's not just about the bad stuff either.
Mm-mm.
It may be that you're really excited about something new and some wonderful opportunity and some door that's opening, and you want to share that enthusiasm and just think about, well, where's this going? And that's great. It's all about that as well. It's the good, the bad, and the ordinary. Mm. It's life.
So, Simon, it would work, this works both in a community context, which is why St. Luke's has invited you to come and share this model with them, because they're well down the road in terms of partnering each other on the spiritual journey. But would it work for a person who is in an isolated place, living in a lighthouse on the corner of Namibia, for instance?
Yes, it could perfectly well, and we've touched on that already, because you can have a soul friend that you talk to over Skype or whatever your preferred bit of media is. But equally, you see, where I learned this is in a dispersed Christian community, which has got members all over the world, and sometimes we don't meet each other for years at a time. And that's why I know this works, because there are really deep relationships across enormous distances.
Yes.
So yeah, if you're in a lighthouse in Namibia or anywhere else, this works well. It works for anybody, anywhere.
Bless you, Simon, on your journey and on the impact you're making here in South Africa. To say to you listeners, should you wish to pursue this, seek someone who could accompany you or investigate this further, please contact the radio station. And also, Simon, could you give us your website?
Yes, if you want to find out more about Community of Aidan and Hildren, we'd love to help you with finding a soul friend and walking this journey. We're www.aidanandhildren, that's A-I-D-A-N, aidanandhildren.org.uk, but we've got an African page on our website as well.
So let's get together and join the connecting dots in this beautiful land of ours. Bless you. Until next time, when Simon is with us again. Bye for now. Must dwell.
Door.